It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. And we're nearly halfway through the year. And upstairs at NPR Music, the best of pile is high enough that they've already cobbled a list of their 25 favorite albums for 2013. It's crazy or what? For a sample, we're joined by three members of the team. Franny Kelly, who covers R&B and hip hop. Hey there, Franny.
Hey, Audie.
Tom Heisinger, who writes about classical music. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Audie.
And Stephen Thompson, who writes about, I think, everything else, right? Rock, pop.
All the other genres.
All the things we won't recognize. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you.
So looking at the list, there are a lot of established artists who made it, right? There's your Vampire Weekend and, of course, Justin Timberlake. But there's some newer artists who have kind of cut through the noise and made themselves heard. Namely, your pick, Franny, Chance the Rapper. One time it was one, two times it was two, bless me. It was three sometimes.
Shouts out to Nate. I jack ball and I bop off flex. This was the year this guy really broke through the surface. It's not his first album, but the hype for him was at fever pitch, and then he came through. So everybody was surprised by how many risks he took and by how mature he is.
And he's from Chicago, quite young. I remember his debut mixtape was based on his 10-day suspension from high school, right?
That's correct. I'm your pusher man. So this song is actually 7 minutes long, which doesn't happen very often, and that's partly because it's a combo song. It starts out playful and sort of chest popping, he's teasing, and then there's an abrupt switch. It's this big shoulder move where he drops out completely and there's 30 seconds of silence. And when he comes back, the song has become foreboding, paranoid, and it's mostly about violence in Chicago. Are we shooting whether it's dark or not? I mean, the days is pretty dark a lot. Down here, it's easier to find a gun than it is to find a parking spot. All of a sudden, you're sort of thrown backward by how much he's asking you to question right after he had you dancing.
All right, moving on from Chicago hip-hop to the other side of the world to a Latvian choir. Do I have that right, Tom Heisinger?
You do.
Is that your pitch? Tell us what's going on.
Well, have you ever sung in a choir?
I have. I mean, sung would be a generous term. I don't really think that was what was going on, but yeah.
Well, I think you're going to love this record. And you might say Latvia, but it turns out that Latvia is this land of singers. I mean, the country is the size of West Virginia. 2 million people live there. But they have a reservoir of over 1 million folk songs alone. And then there's all the amateur choirs, the professional choirs, the singing competitions where 20,000 crooners get together and sing together. I mean, the people in this country just sing. And one of the best professional classical choirs now comes from Latvia. It's the Latvian Radio Choir. And on their new record, they really show just how much power 24 unaccompanied voices have. The music is by Rachmaninoff. It's his All Night Vigil. This is Russian liturgical music that he wrote in 1915. The music that we're hearing now, the text is talking about beholding the very special light that comes at the end of the day when the evening starts coming. And I think you can just see in the music the warm evening light just filtering through the stained glass windows of a church. There's a purity and transparency to these Latvian voices. There's a certain ping to the blend, and the tenors have a really high, pure sound. It's really some of the most gorgeous choral singing I've heard in a while.
All right, Stephen, one more pick, right, from a guy in the know. Now, last time I talked to you at South by Southwest, you were talking about bands with beards as a trend.
That's been an ongoing concern.
Yes. Who are you betting on to make the best of list later in the year? Who's your favorite so far?
Well, actually, it's very much like a cross between the Latvian Radio Choir and Chance the Rapper.
I want to hear what this is.
No, it's not at all. The singer I'm picking is named Casey Musgraves, and she put out an album this year called Same Trailer, Different Park. There was an extraordinary amount of hype leading into this record. Franny mentioned Chance the Rapper as somebody who followed through on this enormous promise. And this record does the same thing. Casey Musgraves put out a great song last year called Merry Go Round. And this record, Same Trailer, Different Park, is just packed with strong, smart, thoughtful songs with a very distinct point of view. Let's hear a little bit of the song Follow Your Arrow. Running through this record, there are all these recurring themes of escape. So the song Follow Your Arrow is clearly about escape from the judgment of your neighbors. The song Merry-Go-Round is about escape from a small town. There's a song called Blowin' Smoke that's about, you know, kind of wanting to escape from a crummy job. There's a lot of slices of real life, but there are also, there's a blueprint for these escapes. It's not just, oh, isn't it terrible that I'm stuck in this small town, or isn't it terrible that my neighbors judge me. It's a very inspiring record, and it's a record that I think is going to connect on a very personal level with a lot of people. I just love it, and just am enormously drawn to virtually every song on it. Say what you think of who you love, cause you just get so many trips around the sun.
Well, this has been a great mix of stuff. Stephen Thompson, thank you.
Thank you.
And also NPR Music's Franny Kelly. Thanks, Franny.
Thank you, ma'am.
And Tom Heisinger. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Audie.
You can find their list of favorite albums and songs of 2013 so far at nprmusic.org.